You open the door to find yourself looking out into a massive cavern. It's dark and your eyes have to adjust a little bit, but ahead of you there's some colorful lights. Looks like phosphorescence. Those lights jump up, and you realize that actually it's a man-shaped figure. He goes, "Oh, shoot!" and he runs off. He's just a shadow against a dark silhouette, which you realize is some kind of tower that juts down into the cavern. There's a bridge ahead of you.
That was a guy.
Cherry looks over the side of the bridge. What is all this? You can see more phosphorescence down below, little specks of light like stars moving around. In fact, there's an entire city down there. You guys must be about 20 stories up. And from here, you can see structures built into the walls and the cavern extending out ahead of you. There's a pillar beneath the room that you just came out of, and it extends down into some kind of castle or cathedral or something.
It's mole men. The secret they've been trying to hide is mole men.
You mean like the ones in my comic? The guys that control the Earth secretly?
They control the government, the whole world government, this whole time.
No, they do not. If mole men controlled the world, I would have heard of them.
Paul is right, Cherry agrees. You can't keep a secret that big forever.
It's an entire civilization of mole men, and they have kept it a secret for however long they've known.
Which must mean it's not as significant as them controlling the surface.
That's what they want you to think.
You hear a collection of boots running around the corner, and then there they are, a squadron of dark figures. They're led by what appears to be a phosphorescent woman. She's bright pink and more or less naked from the waist up, although she's wearing a dark corset, and she's wearing what appears to be parachute pants, also dark. There's zippers everywhere, and her makeup is dark. The figures behind her are a little bit broader. They look like men, but they're in dark robes, and the only light that you can see are through the eye holes. Their skin is also phosphorescent, but you can't make anything else out. They wield what looks like a spear, but on the end of it isn't metal, it's a centipede. The bugs are phosphorescent just like they are, and it's writhing around in an ugly fashion.
Ugh.
The lady yells, "Identify yourselves!"
Well, I'm Lowry. This is Paul, Elvis, Cherry. Are you guys gonna eat those centipedes, or...
The pink woman says, "Are you in charge?"
No, he's not in charge.
The pink woman points to Cherry, and she goes, "She must be in charge."
She's not in charge. She's just along for the ride. I've taken over.
Lowry's the leader in terms of hostage rules. We have to do what he says.
Exactly. I am the boss through iron-fisted obstinance.
Well, then state your business, the woman says.
We're here to cause the death of mystery.
What are you, some kind of fortune teller? She nods to the men, who cautiously start to encircle you.
No, I'm a philosopher. It's like a fortune teller, but, like we tell the truth. So everybody hates us.
You tell half-truths at best.
It's only half-truth to those who are half-enlightened. If you listened to me all the way, you would understand everything I'm telling you.
The men form a semicircle around you and begin to slowly close in.
Are we fighting? Guys, we might be fighting.
You're trespassing, the woman says. Throw down your weapons and there won't be a fight.
Well, that goes against everything I've ever been taught.
Elvis, it does not. I've been telling you to throw down your weapons since day one, and you got more weapons.
Yeah, the increased burden will make me stronger when I'm finally ready to throw them down.
Okay.
The work of a life hard-lived will feel all the sweeter when the yoke is removed.
I don't have a rebuttal for that, but I will think of one.
I'm gonna master this eventually, Lowry. I swear, I am trying so hard.
Throw down your weapons or they will be set down for you.
Well, I guess it's a fight then. And I pull out my mace.
The woman calls up the runes. Sangwa Sanfa, she twists them, and out of her hand erupts a horrific tidal wave of centipedes, which forms a fist and grabs around you, Elvis.
Ah! Oh my god! I surrender! I surrender!
Oh, come on, don't give in that easily. Hey, lady, those centipedes are all just sleight of hand.
The runes go flying, and Elvis is no longer clenched in a fist of centipedes. He is now just lying in a pile of angry, biting centipedes. And they are biting you.
Oh, it burns! It burns! They're getting under my armor, guys!
Lowry, maybe letting them control the centipedes is better for Elvis than whatever they're doing now.
She can't control them, Paul. That's what I'm saying.
One of the guard reaches forward and jabs out the stick. A centipede bites you in the back, Paul.
Oh, hey!
You feel numbness spreading up your spine. You also feel cold and a bit like you want to vomit.
Okay, don't do that. Don't do that. I put up my fists.
You raise them shakily. Your arms feel weak. Another guard steps forward and he lunges with his stick. You deflect it, and then a third guard, and then a fourth guard. They get you again. Your arms droop. They're starting to feel too heavy for you to hold them up.
Lowry, Cherry, do something.
Cherry puts her hands up. I surrender.
Okay, great. I put my hands up.
Paul passes out. Elvis, you're already passed out.
Poison isn't real?
As if to prove you wrong, several guards step forward and jab you with their centipedes, which bite you, and soon you are also asleep. When you wake up, you find yourselves in a jail cell. The bars are also made of centipedes. The centipedes are linked together, biting each other's tails. The room is virtually pitch black, aside from the glowing bugs, though over in the corner you can see the eyes of a guard, who's cloaked similarly to the guys that you saw before. "Bravo," says Cherry when she realizes that you're awake. Everyone's in the same cell, and she says, "We could have turned around and run back at any time, but you had to argue."
"It's what we do best, Cherry. Get over it."
"Oh, just get over it. We've been arrested underground by a bunch of brightly colored neon people, and you want me to just get over it?"
"Yeah. Start thinking in the present. Come up with a slur for your captors. They're like, they're pastel, so we gotta do something with that."
"I'm not gonna start calling the guards slurs. You think that's gonna make this better?"
"We don't have to do it to their faces. We can do it privately. Where are we, anyway? Is Paul or Elvis awake?"
Paul's out, but he kind of responds a bit if you shove him, mostly with involuntary groans. Elvis has been stripped out of his armor, and he's covered in welts. You're not sure when he's going to wake up, or if he's going to wake up, although he is breathing.
He'll be fine. Cherry, did you see where they took us?
"Yeah, they walked us down a tower about 20 stories of steps. You guys were lucky. You got to ride on a wave of centipedes."
"It's weird that their magic is food-based."
"Then they locked us up in here, and they informed me that we would talk eventually. And to be fair, I don't know what information I'm supposed to be withholding from them, so maybe I will talk."
"It's what I would do. If I were you, I would tell them the truth, because I'm going to tell them absolutely everything that I know, whether they want it or not."
"I have factored that in, thank you."
"Oh, well, if you're so smart, then have you factored in the fact that I might throw a few lies in there just to mess things up and make you look bad?"
"I will do my best to explain you to them. Do you think this is funny, Mr. Lowry? We don't even know what kind of situation we're in."
"I'm in a cave, full of food. The bars are made of food. This is the endgame I've been trying to reach since the very beginning. We know what's at the bottom. Brightly colored people. And food. And caves."
"Well, that's grand for you. I wish I could say that I don't know why I got involved with you. I can think of logically how it happened, tracing my steps back. But you know what I should have done? As soon as you showed up at my doorstep, I should have packed my bags and left the city."
"And gone to go live in a cave. Yeah, that is what I've been telling people."
Cherry slaps you.
"Ow."
"Who are you? Who are you to decide how other people should live? To get up and tell people how they need to live?"
"I am a philosopher."
"No, just because you've given some thought to an ideal doesn't mean that you know how each and every individual person should live. I had something, okay? And you don't value that, but I did." The guard is watching you guys, but when nothing more is said, he goes back to his book.
"Okay, fine. I get this is important to you. Did they know that you can do magic?"
"It hasn't come up yet, but I haven't been stupid enough to try anything."
"Well, what's the worst that could happen?"
"They could cut out my tongue or crush my hands. It would keep me from speaking the magic words or arranging the runes, Mr. Lowry."
"Oh, okay. Yeah, I guess that would do it."
"It's the normal way of dealing with unruly spellcasters. I consider myself wise not to provoke it."
"Well, if nobody can nullify magic, what's the humane way that they deal with it?"
"If they were trying to be humane, they might just cut off my index finger, or two of my fingers. I couldn't twist the runes as well that way."
"Magic is so unreliable."
"So are some people, Mr. Lowry."
"Okay, you know what? If you want out that bad, let's make a plan to go out. I'll eat the bars, and then you kill the guard."
"Ah, well, the design of the cage is actually rather ingenious. You see, you grab the bars, and the centipedes let go, and they bite you. I got a bite on my hand right away, in fact. The centipedes have some kind of numbing venom. It wears off, but I find that when the feeling comes back, it's pins and needles. Very uncomfortable."
"They're just bugs. I could eat them."
"I'm not sure that you can. But even if you could, where would we go?"
"All the guards are wearing face-concealing masks. Duh. We steal their clothes."
"Yes, but they have glowing skin, which I think will make us stand out."
"Okay, I know how to solve that. Just double down and make yourself everybody's problem. Stand out more."
"You may be onto something there."
"Of course I do. I know what I'm doing."
"Now, that I'm not so sure about."
"I do know what I'm doing. Okay, watch this. Hey, you centipedes. This is not natural centipede behavior. Cut it out."
"Well, you command the centipedes, and it is, in fact, a magical force holding them in place. They get flustered, and then they all drop to the floor. The guard gets up and goes, hey! But then Cherry freezes the guy on the spot and then surrounds him with water. He begins to suffocate. Well, I guess we're doing this now. Do I let him drown or what?"
"You're asking me? Aren't you the amoral, torturous psychopath? Shouldn't you know?
I'm also a lawyer on the surface, but I have no idea what kind of laws we're dealing with now. So if I let the guy live, might be just as bad as killing him.
Well, I'm pretty sure that someone once said that if the law for killing someone and taking bread is the same, then you should always kill someone.
I know what you're quoting. It's that if the punishment for stealing bread is death and the punishment for rebellion is death, then rebellion is inevitable. That doesn't apply here, but I suppose we have to wait for Paul and Elvis to wake up, so death it is. And it is terrible to watch, but Cherry does hold the guy underwater until he drowns.
Cherry, there are more merciful ways to kill a guy at our mercy.
Yes, but this way is rather silent. You see him trying to scream? It's not getting out of the water bubble.
Maybe I could just, like, hit him with a chair?
How many times do you suppose you have to hit a man before he dies from chair bludgeoning, Lowry?
Well, it depends on how hard you hit him.
There are not very many clean ways to kill someone on short notice. You lowered the bars, and that means that they'll know that there's magic involved. And if they're gonna cut off my fingers and my tongue anyway, I might as well get some mileage out of that. I don't know.
Okay, well, after the guy dies, I'm gonna strip him down.
Yeah, you peel off his clothes. Turns out he was wearing armor under the robes.
Oh, that's fine. I just need the robes. Hey, Cherry, can you fit in these?
I don't know. Let me try them on. She throws them on, and they're a little too big for her, but they're robes. They'll work.
Great. So that's disguise one, secured.
Mr. Lowry, you are 8 feet tall. You are not going to be able to disguise yourself as one of these fluorescent people.
No, it's fine. We'll just draw more attention to ourselves. I'll stumble around and go, "Urgh," and they'll think I'm some kind of deformed monster.
I suppose that'll be accurate, seeing as how you are a deformed monster in more ways than one. Your brain, for example.
Oh, you can nitpick all day, but I'd like to see you come up with a better idea.
Well, for your information, of course I haven't one. Aside from going back in time and leaving before it got this bad, but of course the ship has sailed on that one.
Oh, come on. As soon as Paul and Elvis are awake, we are actually a pretty dangerous team. Okay? Those people just got the jump on us. If I knew that lady could do magic, I would have told her she couldn't.
Yes, well, how long do you suppose that's going to be? Because at some point they must change the guard shift.
I don't know. I'm going to walk over to Paul and shake him. Slap him around. Hey, Paul, wake up!
Huh? What? Where are we?
In a prison cell cave full of centipedes.
But why?
Paul, you have to understand that as a philosopher, that is a very big question to ask me.
The last thing I remember, we were coming out of the dungeon.
Well, I think we're still in it. Shake Paul some more. Come on, get it together.
Okay, God, I'm up. Stop. Stop shaking me. Ugh. Feels like my whole body fell asleep.
Okay, go over to Elvis. Elvis, shake him. Wake up.
Okay, Elvis was stung a lot. He is out.
Ah, that's fine. I'll just throw him over my shoulder.
What are you gonna do, carry him up 20 flights of steps?
Yeah, he's only like, what, 150 or something? That's nothing.
You know, I don't know why. But in my mind's eye, I keep forgetting that you're 8 feet tall and can easily carry 150 pounds.
It's because I normally strive to carry so little. You know, Elvis is the biggest material burden I've ever shouldered since... ever. I've never shouldered something more burdensome than Elvis.
And yet, you carry your own ego on those two shoulders of yours.
That is not a material burden. That is a emotional burden.
But it is a burden, though. I'm glad that we agree.
Yeah. For real, that's what I've been saying.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Shut up, Paul. You've never been that clever.
Well, I've thought it, I just didn't say it.
You've never had a thought that eloquent in your life.
I mean, not in those words, but I've had those feelings.
All right, look. We all agree that Lowry is the worst thing to ever happen to us. But what now?
Well, we just go through the door.
That's not really a plan. That's more of a next step, I think.
Yeah, and then we take another step, and then another step, and another step, and we keep going. Until eventually we're out of steps to take.
Fine. I guess that's better than standing around here and waiting for the inevitable to find us. So you guys push through the main door and find yourselves in a little office space. There's one other guard sitting there behind a desk, and he looks up and immediately starts fumbling for his weapon.
I run up and I punch him.
Okay, well, he's sitting down, so Paul just runs up and, like, knees the guy in the head, and he's out. He drops what turned out to be a ceramic dagger hilt with a centipede attached to it.
Ugh. These people give me the heebie-jeebies. What is with all the centipedes?
Well, it must be a fairly abundant resource if they're using it for everything.
I hate the idea of that. I do not like that.
Well, it's not as bad as... Actually, I suppose that they could sentence us to death by centipede, so it might be pretty bad.
Yeah, I barely noticed. I fell right to sleep.
The guard starts to get up from his unconsciousness.
Hit him again.
He goes down again. His eyes are still open, but they're rolled to the back of his head.
I think I killed him.
Well, that's okay. Take his robes.
Why?
We're disguising ourselves as guards. Take his robes.
But we don't glow. It's going to be a dead giveaway.
Would you guys stop pointing that out?
It's a critical flaw in your plan, Mr. Lowry. We should be pointing it out.
Well, then instead of pointing it out, could you point out a solution? Because I don't know one.
Well, we could kill a centipede and, like, rub its skin all over our face.
That's disgusting. But it might work.
Okay, Paul, it was your idea. You first.
No, I was just spitballing ideas.
Well, you want this to work, right? The only way we're going to get out of here is if you smear centipede all over your face.
No, what if we just... Okay, how about this? What if we just highlight how weird and different we are, and it'll make us blend in?
No, that's stupid. You want them to call more guards on us?
Cherry gives you a look.
I ignore it.
Okay, fine. I go to find a centipede from the jail cell, I smash it, and then I rub it all over my face.
Well, it's not totally elegant, but it works. For now, your face is glowing.
There we go. See? Necessity is the mother of invention.
All right, I throw on the robes. Well, I'm disguised now, fine, but what about you?
I'm a prisoner. You two are guards. Go ahead and escort me out of here.
Okay, let's look around for a stick with a centipede on top of it.
Yeah, there's a small armory for the guards. You find a stick with a centipede on it.
All right, prisoner, get moving.
Okay, you guys check the doors, and you see that one of them leads to more jail cells. There's a couple of other prisoners inside, but you poke your head in and then close the door without trying to draw too much attention. And the second door leads outside. You're in luck, somewhat. You're just outside that large palace that you saw that was connected to the pillar that extended down from the dungeon. Next to it is the pillar that leads up to the bridge that you were attacked on. However, you are so close to the castle gates that there's quite a few guards just wandering around doing patrols out here.
Ooh, okay. New plan. We go towards that castle.
What? Why?
I'm with Mr. Paul. We should leave.
Do you guys want to fight upstairs for 20 stories? Do either of you have the stamina for that?
All we have to do is sneak past them, okay? Just carry Lowry like you have purpose.
Are you kidding? Several of these guards probably saw us come down. They know we're here. They're gonna be suspicious if we just go back up. We go to the castle.
But why?
Just trust me. I got a plan.
I will never trust you.
Good. Act like a guard who doesn't trust me. Now point that thing at me. I'm going to the castle.
Oh my god. Okay, all right. Keep it moving, prisoner.
And so, you head towards the castle.